Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it is still brutally cold across the upper Midwest into western New York State. According to Reuters, the cold has caused at least a dozen deaths in the region, and millions of people are housebound from Minnesota to New England as the cold moves east. In Wisconsin, a 55-year-old man was found dead inside his garage after authorities say he collapsed while shoveling snow. A student at the University of Iowa froze to death outside a building on campus. In Chicago, firefighter Jack Nagel told CBS Chicago what it was like to do his job when it was 41 degrees below zero with the wind chill.
Equipment freezing up. We've got ladders that are frozen. We've got hose that's frozen. We can't put the hose back on the rig. We have to put it, we have to roll it up and take it back home and thaw it out and put fresh hose on. Even when they're done working here, they still got a couple hours of work when they get back to get ready for the next one.
Let's bring in a producer at WBEZ in Chicago. And Lauren, am I really reading that your name is Lauren Frost?
Yes, that's correct. It's very thematic.
It sure is. Well, we spoke earlier to your colleague, Carrie Shepherd, who said the temperature there was minus 21, and when you had that wind chill of minus 41 degrees, she said things were going to improve. Have they?
Yes, they have a little bit. So the latest numbers from the National Weather Service say in downtown Chicago, it's about minus 3 with a wind chill of minus 16.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a much better, but still so cold. And schools are closed. Mail delivery, we know, suspended yesterday and today in parts of Chicago, also Indiana, Michigan. What other problems are coming up?
So we heard from some city officials in a press conference around 11. The Department of Water Management said they've had more than 500 complaints of no water. And so far, they've been able to make inspections on about 300 of those. The Department of Streets and Sanitation said that they're a little bit behind on garbage pickup, but they're prepared to put out additional drivers and equipment. We've got some train lines that are shut down. Our Metra trains here are running on a reduced schedule. A couple of lines are not running at all. And CTA trains, our local public transportation, that's been on a normal schedule, but there have been some delays due to signal problems.
Yeah. Of course, people are really concerned about how dangerous this can be with a death toll. I mean, there are stories of people trying to help the homeless. A man was struck and killed by a snowplow in Libertyville. That's in Lake County, Illinois. What are the most serious concerns there?
Yeah, so we're still waiting to find out what the full impact is going to be. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office said there were no confirmed cold-related deaths in Cook County yesterday. The last one of those was on January 28th. But some autopsies are still pending, so we're waiting to get more numbers later today.
Yeah, terrible. Utilities everywhere have been telling customers to lower their thermostats so there's no power shortage or gas shortage. There was a natural gas explosion yesterday in northern Macomb County in Michigan, so people there really have to lower their thermostats so they don't run out. And when you lower the thermostats, the pipes freeze and there goes your water. But what are people saying there? This is the extreme weather promised by climate change. There's Moroccan heat trapped way north of you that forced this polar vortex in pieces to come down. What are people saying about, how bad is it going to get?
Yeah, I think that there's some confusion here because we're now going to experience such a quick turnaround in temperature. Yeah. It was so bitterly cold these past few days. And then by the weekend, the National Weather Service is saying that it's going to get so warm that it may rain. So definitely some strange weather phenomena going on here.
Well, but that's the extremes of climate change. WBEZ producer Lauren Frost in Chicago, where it's frosty. Lauren, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.